but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid. We're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
All right, we're going to go to Mike McFeely, the columnist at the Forum in Fargo, Moorhead. He's joining us now. We got to talk about North Dakota State's coach. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Lay it out for us. How much hand-wringing is going on as, the coach, Tim Polsek, is, reported to be a finalist at Oregon State?
Yeah, I think there's quite a bit going on, at least among the fan base. Tim Polsek is a very popular guy in Fargo. He's been here. This is his third stint at North Dakota State, and he is a guy who came in after Matt Entz, who fans in Oregon might know, who's now the head coach at Fresno State. But Matt Entz came in, did well, but didn't really like the public side of it, didn't like the media side of it, didn't like the booster side of it necessarily. And there was a bit of a little stagnation maybe going on with the Bison football program. And Tim Polsek is a guy that rode in a couple of years ago and absolutely re-energized the program and re-engaged the fan base and re-engaged the booster class and the donor class, and is everywhere all at once somehow. he is a walking human tornado. And so aside from the fact that they've just about won every game he's coached at North Dakota State, he's a very popular, charismatic, energetic kind of guy that I think people would really hate to see go this quickly. I think there's always been a belief at NDSU that if the head football coach is successful, that they're going to go on to another job for more money and the chance to get a bigger job and more money and more prestige and a bigger challenge. But I think losing Tim Polsek after 2 years would have the Bison fan base in a fairly deep depression.
Give us an idea. You know, there's always the risk when you see more than one coach leave that, you know, this guy was just living off the rosters of his predecessor. He's 25-2 in two seasons, national championship in his first season, number one seed in the FCS bracket. Are these his guys?
No, actually, most of them are Matt Entz's guys, but there are a few that are coming up now, redshirt freshmen and some true sophomores that Tim Polsek did recruit. And the kids he's getting, and this has been true of North Dakota State for a long time, actually, John, is that a lot of the top kids they get are kids that have been offered by MAC schools or, in some cases, even AAC schools or American schools, in a few cases, Mountain West schools. And so North Dakota State, fans in Oregon should know, Beaver fans should know that it has the FCS label, but this isn't Portland State or Eastern Washington. This is a program that has a $55 million indoor practice facility. It has access to any private jets it wants in Fargo, Moorhead to take on recruiting trips or booster trips. They've been operating as a high G5 probably since about 2013 or so. Budget maybe doesn't say so, but the success and the way they act certainly says so. They get kids that most FCS programs don't normally have access to. And so Polsek has been hitting the trails. He's flipped a couple kids the last couple of years from places like Syracuse, Northern Illinois, places like that, which may not sound impressive, but again, it is an FCS program in Fargo. So I think the belief is that if Tim stays here for a couple more years, that the roster will probably even be better than it is right now. Matt Entz was a great recruiter himself, but there was some holes in the roster that Tim Polsek is working through. It's some position groups, but the belief is that as things go along here, he's going to improve the roster even more.
Mike McFeely is our guest, sports columnist there in North Dakota, covering North Dakota State, among other things. Mike, you know, the idea that, you know, that Polsek has done everything he could possibly do at NDSU, is that perhaps a reason for him to be looking around national championship in year one, or how do you see his sort of lifespan there as the coach?
Well, I think Tim hasn't told me this directly, but I think it's fairly obvious that his eventual goal in his coaching life is to coach a Big Ten program. He's a Wisconsin guy, comes from very blue-collar roots, but he's a Wisconsin guy, played Division III football in Wisconsin. He was an assistant under Kirk Ferentz at Iowa. And I think that would really be, you know, the dream job for him would be to be the head coach at Wisconsin or Iowa. And so North Dakota State's a great place to be. And I, you know, I truly believe he's happy to be here. This isn't, he didn't take the head job here to just move on in a couple of years. But, you know, I think that he has to get somewhere else before you go to a Wisconsin or an Iowa. I don't think it's realistic to expect one of those schools to hire Tim Pawlcek directly from North Dakota State. And so whether it's Oregon State, whether it's Colorado State, whether it's some other state somewhere else, that's a group of six school or something like that. I think that's Tim Pawlcek's thinking in what he wants to do in his career. He's still a young guy. He's 46 years old. So there's some time for him to realize those goals. But I don't know that he can get from here to where he wants to go eventually in one shot.
Now, you look at NDSU, that is a program that's got resources, it's got players. I think if you put that team in the Pac-12, I think it might be competitive. I think it would beat a lot of Mountain West teams and year in and year out. I mean, I just think you've got it rolling there if you're Pawlcek. Does he have to be careful here? Because, you know, he's not going to have those advantages over everybody else in his division if he goes to Oregon State. I mean, this is going to be, hey, a lot of things are equal. Go get Boise State.
Right. I'll say this, and you're right, and that's something that Tim has to weigh is, and this has been the case for about, 15 years now, is North Dakota State, if you look at the latest Sagarin ratings, they're ranked 29th in Division I football. Not FCS. In all of Division I football, Sagarin has them at number 29. They would not just, you know, compete in the Mountain West. I think they'd have a pretty dang good shot this year of winning the Mountain West with what they have on the field. And in the new Pac-12, I think they would do just fine as well. It would be a challenge. It would be different. You know, you wouldn't have the cupcakes that you have in FCS, but they would do just fine. But certainly Tim has to weigh, is Oregon State a better job than North Dakota State? Or could he wait and wait for something better in a year or 2 years, and then that would give him a better shot to get to where he wants to be? You know more about Oregon State than I do, but from the outside, it looks like there are maybe some questions there about budgets and leadership and a couple mm-hmm. different things going on and whether they can win. I mean, you know, there's a reason why the job is open right now. It's because the previous guy was 0-7 to start the year. So there's clearly something amiss at Oregon State. And so, I mean, is this the job that he wants to leave North Dakota State for? I would think he's going to think long and hard about that, even if the job is offered to him, if he interviews for it. I don't know that we've really confirmed that he's going to do that either. But that's certainly something to think about. Matt Entz used a great phrase with me a couple of years ago when I was talking with him. He said, you know, one of the great advantages at North Dakota State is that you have access to winning. You have access to winning because everything is in place to win. I mean, it's funded terrifically. There's a tradition here that goes back 60 years of winning national championships that has a terrific fan base. It has deep-pocketed boosters that most FCS programs just don't have. Maybe Montana State. Other than that, I don't know that any other FCS programs have the access to money that NDSU has either. And so it's a pretty good job. And so I don't know that he needs to take the first job that's offered to him. I don't know that he needs to take the second job. I think he can maybe play this out for a while. He's not going to lose at NDSU. The team that's coming back next year might be better than the team is this year with what he's got coming back. And so he can make some decisions, I think, that benefit his long-term future.
There'd be a tizzy going on if this were the coach at Mississippi, and, you know, we see what Lane Kiffin is doing. But you're around Pawlcek. Did you ask him about Oregon State?
I did. After you reported over the weekend that he was a candidate for the job, I waited till after Pawlcek's post-game press conference Saturday when NDSU had a game at the Fargo Dome. I didn't want to ask in a public setting and let everybody else have in on the fun.
Yep.
And so I took him aside afterward. You know the way that works, John.
Yeah, you're 100%. A journalist. 100%.
And so I took him aside and asked him. I said, "There's a report from John Canzano out in Oregon that you're a candidate for the Oregon State job. Anything to it? What can you tell me? Is it true? Are you a candidate?" And Tim just gave the basic. My agent is talking to a lot of people. As long as we keep winning, there's going to be certain opportunities that arise. But for right now, I'm focused on coaching the Bison, and I'll leave it at that. And that's really the only comment I'll have on this. And so he didn't deny it. He didn't say no, but he also didn't really want to talk very much about any job possibilities. I just don't, you know, Craig Bohl left here in 2013 to go to Wyoming. That was kind of a shock to people because it was really the first time that the folks around here, including myself, had been through something like that. Chris Kleiman then left 5 years later to go to Kansas State. 5 years later, Matt Entz left to go to USC to be an assistant coach. And so I think that people now are sort of, I don't think that anybody's going to burn the town down because Tim Palsek is playing footsie with other schools. I think that people understand this is not a 15-year job. This is a 5-year job, or in this case, maybe a 2 or 3 year job. And I think that they would look at Palsek and say, "Thanks for the memories. Wish you would have stayed longer, but we understand that you're going to make $1.5 million or whatever the number is going to be at the next job. And hopefully we see you someday at Wisconsin or Iowa."
Yeah. You look at the success that Kurt Cignetti had. Is there a concern if Palsek takes the job that, you know, 12 or 15 players are getting in the portal and going with him?
Oh, that's always a concern. I mean, there's a example right here in the Dakotas. Jimmy Rogers, who's coaching now at Washington State, left South Dakota State last year to go to Washington State. And he took about, I think it was 12 or 13 players with him. And they were all good ones. And he also took some recruits that had not even yet set foot on South Dakota State's campus. I think there's 5 or 6 recruits he took as well. And so that's always a concern. I mean, Cignetti did the same thing when he went from James Madison to Indiana. He took a bunch of kids with him and had success, by the way, as well. And so that, I think that's playing into this too, is that Kurt Cignetti has proven you can go from a James Madison was an old playoff rival in FCS of North Dakota State. So you can go from a really high level FCS or low level FBS program and go to the Big Ten and win some games with some of those players. So that's certainly a concern. And South Dakota State this year is nothing like it was the last couple of years before that Jimmy Rogers took some of those players. And so North Dakota State has weathered some storms. They've lost some really good players through the portal, but boy, you take 15 good players off a roster and it's really hard to replace that in 1 year.
Mike McFeely with us, coming at us from North Dakota, where he writes a sports column there and hosts a podcast as well. Mike, you had a chance to see Brett Vegan and Montana State against North Dakota State last year in the FCS national championship game. What were those two guys like? Because you saw them in a media setting and were around them just a little bit that week.
Yeah, I mean, and I've known Brett Vegan for 30 years. Or more. He actually went to high school in North Dakota, played for North Dakota State, coached at NDSU for a long, long time before he left and went to Wyoming with Craig Bohl back in 2013. And every time I see Viggs, we have a nice chat, and he's a North Dakota guy, so we act like we're old friends. But they're different personalities for sure. Brent Vegan has done a great job at Montana State. He has taken that program to a level that it wasn't able to attain before he got there. So let's make that clear. He's a heck of a football coach, but the personalities probably could not be more different, John. Brent Vegan is a stoic Scandinavian German from North Dakota, and not a lot of fire there. And that's actually one of the criticisms I've heard of Viggs since he's been in Bozeman, is that there's just not enough fire on the sidelines and fire in meetings. And Tim Palsek is what you see is what you get, man. I mean, he is fired up. He comes into press conferences, and if you ask a question that gets him fired up, and I don't mean in a negative way. I mean, if you get him fired up positively, he'll pound his fist on the lectern, and he'll start having his volume rise and the pitch of his voice go higher. And by the time he gets done answering the question, you're ready to run through a brick wall after the guy answered the question about his offensive line. Vegan's not that guy. Vegan is very stoic, very laid back, very measured. And so it's a certainly a contrast in styles, and that would be, you know, I'll say this, I love Brent Vegan. He's a great guy, and he'd be a great coach for Oregon State. But if you're a committee or if you're a university president and you have each of those two guys in a room, I think the personality battle or the fired up battle is going to be won by the guy who's at North Dakota State right now, not the guy who's at Montana State. I think that he would win that interview just out of personality.
Mike McFeely, you're the best. That is fantastic stuff. I will check in with you down the road. Thank you, man.
Thank you, John.
All right. Really good stuff as he talks about the difference between Brent Vegan and Tim Polsek, who are, I believe, both finalists for this job at Oregon State, along with Jamarcus Shepherd. Our big splash coming up. Softy at 4 o'clock. Leave it here.